Good morning, survivors, and happy Wednesday. Today we're going to talk about something that a viewer asked me to talk about, which is the symptoms of PTSD as they relate to narcissistic abuse. All right, so we're going to talk about that, but I'm also going to share with you a little quick announcement. Okay, so let's get started.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this channel is all about teaching you what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want.
But first, make sure you have your coffee, huh? Okay, first, the announcement. I'd like you to go to queenbeeing.com/invite. And when you do, you will find yourself a little invitation to a little online party that I'm having on Valentine's Day. All right? It is to launch my Survivor and Thriver University. And I'd like you to check that out. So that's at queenbeeing.com/invite. Go check it out if you get a moment. All right? Right there, it's going to look like this. And you will have the ability to join in the party. Hope to see you there. All right, let's get right into our CTPSD symptoms, shall we? I'm going to give you 33 symptoms of CPTSD, or complex post-traumatic stress disorder, as they relate to narcissistic abuse survivors. All right? A lot of people believe that CPTSD is something that can never be cured. And I will tell you that while I don't believe that it's not possible. I think it's possible. I think that you may end up having, you know, residual symptoms. I occasionally have a symptom here and there still today, like loud noises scare me, stuff like that. But I do notice that if I'm highly stressed out, my symptoms might be worse. So it really does help to manage your vibration level and manage your energy from, you know, make sure that you're staying in a positive state of mind as often as possible. But we're not going to talk about that today. Today we're talking about the symptoms, and we might cover a few little tips for getting through the symptoms. All right, so let's get there. The first thing you need to know is that the symptoms can be terrifying if you don't know what you're dealing with. They literally disrupt your life. They make it hard to even continue with your daily activities. You might find yourself having a hard time just even getting through the day when you have CPTSD. Sometimes the symptoms start right away as soon as the trauma has ended or during the trauma, but a lot of times it might take a while for the symptoms to show up. So you may not experience PTSD during your toxic relationship, but then you may find yourself dealing with the fallout afterward. It could be weeks or months after, or it might actually happen during the relationship, these symptoms. They say the key is that if the symptoms last more than 4 weeks, then you may need to get some treatment. If they cause more distress than, you know, average, if it causes distress in your life, if it causes you to not be able to live your life or not be able to do your work, then you may have serious PTSD or CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Even if you always have some of the symptoms, you can get help through, you know, counseling, coaching, whatever, as long as you're willing to work through it. Your symptoms don't necessarily have to interfere with your daily life. What you can do is you can, you know, learn how to cope with the symptoms as we, you know, and then you can slowly overcome them or quickly, depending on how fast you want to work. I have one client who is, like, you know, on it, and she's working through the recovery like a pro. I told her she should do this for a living. She's really good at it. But I think that in general, one of the first symptoms that people experience is they have like flashbacks. They keep reliving the bad stuff over and over again. You know, and the fact is that, you know, depending on the length of time you were abused, you may know nothing different than what the abuse was that you dealt with. And so the symptoms of that, you know, bad memories can come back to you at any point in time. You might even end up feeling the same fear, the same horror. And, you know, they talk about with soldiers who have been in war and military people who have been in war, and they've gone through the PTSD stuff, and they find themselves, you know, like if they hear a car backfire, you know, it might make them remember having been in war and hearing a gunshot. Or, you know, if they see a car accident and somebody's been, you know, this could be anybody, somebody's been in a car accident, they might remember their own car accident that traumatized them. You know, there are lots of different things that can traumatize a person. When we're talking about narcissistic abuse, it's usually, now there are some occasions where we have issues from narcissists that are painful for us for different reasons. But for most people, you know, it's an ongoing process where the narcissist slowly and methodically, you know, dehumanizes you and turns you into something that you're not. And so the things that tend to bother us, you know, tend to be things that are more, mundane than might, you know, might bother soldiers. Sure, a car backfiring might bother us because of a sudden loud noise, but we might be more likely to be triggered by someone who spanks their kid in the store or yells a certain phrase to someone, says a certain phrase to us. I have one client who told me that her current man, her current guy, used a phrase that her ex-narcissist had used, and although her current guy is a total doll, the ex-narcissist used this phrase, which was innocent, but not innocent for the ex. You know, the new guy used it as a joke. He said, I think it was something about, who are you trying to impress, I think is what she told me. And it was a joke with the new guy, but the old guy had, the ex-guy had used it so much that this triggered her PTSD issues. So, something to think about. So that's something that happens. Women who have been physically, sexually abused, if they see a news report of a rape that happens in the area or a sexual assault, they may be simply triggered by that. It triggers are things that are very difficult for, you know, we almost can't, it almost feels like you don't have any control over that. All right. Another big symptom is avoiding situations that remind you of that event. Okay. So you might find yourself thinking, well, I need to stay away from men or women entirely if you've been abused by a narcissist, because even that might trigger a memory for you. But in general, let's talk about that. So with, you know, maybe if you experienced an earthquake, you might try to skip movies and TV shows about earthquakes. Or if you had somebody rob you at gunpoint, you know, at McDonald's, you might never go to McDonald's again. And, you know, if you find yourself, you know, staying busy in order to avoid thinking about the things that hurt you in the past, that can be a good thing for short term. But when you come into the long term of it all, it can be very painful, and it can actually stop you from healing. So you have to work through the emotions when you're ready to do that. But you can't, when you're dealing with CPTSD, you almost can't even allow yourself to deal with the emotions. You just kind of stuff them down and keep going until, you know, you crash. Another symptom is that you might find it hard to express feelings about yourself or anyone else in your life, your feelings in general. Your memories might get in the way of your ability to express yourself. And, you know, you might even find that you don't have the ability to be close with other people because you're either afraid of or triggered by relationships. And you probably are blaming yourself for what happened if you're still in the throes of this. And the truth is, it's really not your fault. So make sure that you don't assume responsibility for something that you didn't do. You should assume responsibility for yourself from now on. But up to the point that you were abused, you know, you may or may not have even realized it was happening during the time that it was happening. You know, you might forget about parts of what happened and not be able to talk about those things. You might find yourself feeling like you're on constant alert, like you're keyed up, like you're psyched, like you're always watching for danger. It's terrible. And this is actually called increased emotional arousal, okay? And what happens is that you might find yourself being very angry, very irritable constantly or suddenly. You might find yourself having trouble with sleeping or sleeping too much. You might find yourself not being able to focus on anything ever. We talked about this once before, how CPTSD sometimes can mask as ADD for some people, or can actually cause it in some cases, neurologically speaking. You might have trouble focusing. I just said that. See, you might find yourself being reckless and doing things that you wouldn't normally do just because it makes you feel alive. You might find yourself being scared all the time and always feeling like you need to be on guard, or you might be very startled when someone surprises you, like I've talked about before with loud noises, sudden loud noises. Other symptoms of CPTSD might include physical symptoms that appear for no apparent reason. The doctors call this somatic complaining. They call it, you know, imagined, but I don't think that's legit. I don't. They talk about difficulty controlling your general emotions. You might be totally fine one minute and freaking out the next minute. And you don't even want to be acting like that, but you almost have no choice. They talk about it causing problems in your family, problems with your friends. Your personality changes. Your belief system changes. PTSD is serious stuff, you guys. And when you're dealing with it as a result of narcissistic abuse, you really do have almost a responsibility to yourself to try to handle it and deal with it in the best way that you can. So what are some of the signs that are specific to narcissistic abuse? Well, one of the signs is doubting yourself. You know, recognizing that you're doubting yourself more than ever before and not even knowing, like, what to pick for dinner. You know what I'm saying? It's you're doubting every decision. You can't make a decision. And you might feel confused about those things. You might find yourself feeling overwhelmed in general about life and confused about the way that things work. And you know, it's like you don't know boundaries anymore, and you're either really strong about too strong about your boundaries or not strong enough. You either have none or your boundaries are so big that nobody can get past them for any reason. You might find yourself feeling crazy. You know, the narcissist is constantly projecting their disorder onto you and everyone else that they consider supply. And it's not only, you know, what some people call malignant, it's also, it's like a cancer to your spirit. And it causes you to literally become someone who is just existing to not piss off a narcissist. It's not who any of us deserve to be. We talked before in depth about dissociation, where we tend to sort of dissociate or pull ourselves like mentally away from the current circumstance, wherever we are right in the moment. So we don't feel like we're really here. We don't really feel like we're kind of, sometimes it feels like we're watching a bubble, watching our lives through a bubble or on a movie screen, and we're not really part of it. We're just an observer. Or it might feel like the threat of abuse is always present, even if we're not there. Dissociation has become an automatic coping mechanism for a lot of us who have been abused by narcissists. And while we're in the process of being abused, it can almost save our lives, because we kind of go off in our head into a place where we don't have to directly deal with it as much. Some people say, oh, it's our happy place. But when we don't deal with those emotions as they come, then dissociation becomes more comfortable than dealing with them. And so we just continue to be that way throughout our lifetime, unless we change intentionally and learn how to deal with the emotions. So you might look at PTSD or CPTSD as something that is almost like an extended anxiety attack. It makes your whole body constantly be on alert, constantly feel stressed out. And it can literally feel like the abuse is happening in the moment that you have the attacks. So other symptoms might include physical numbness, of your fingertips, of your feet, emotional numbness, especially the inability to feel anything super awesome and happy. Memory loss. You might have short-term or long-term memory loss, and you might black out periods of time where the abuse was especially traumatic for you. You might be dealing with the need to self-isolate, which we've talked about in another video before, because we become so exhausted emotionally after this abuse that we just want to kind of draw into ourselves and not deal with anything for a while. It's a common thing. Lack of joy and hope. You know, our feelings of love toward other people feel like they're kind of muted a little bit, even when they're people that we should care about, people who care about us. Some people really struggle with sleeplessness. And some people, when they're going through the depression side of this, they sleep too much. We have a lot of guilt. We have a lot of anxiety. We have thoughts that disturb us that we can't seem to control. We might be in constant fight or flight mode, and part of the reason our bodies feel so stressed out, and part of the reason that we struggle to manufacture joy in our lives to create it, because we've talked before again about the dopamine issue and stuff like that. So, because when we are constantly in fight or flight, our bodies can't produce dopamine properly, and then we end up needing that kind of stimulation in our lives to continue to have the good feelings. We need the bad. It's kind of a long, stupid story, but you can watch my video on that if you want to. Awareness of symptoms is another thing. When we start to become aware that we are different than we used to be, that we are different because of the way that the narcissist abused us, then we become aware that PTSD is our new controller. So next time I talk about this, I'm going to go into some more details about how you can cope with it. In the meantime, if you have questions, comments, or concerns about PTSD or CPTSD, please leave them in the comments below. If you have anything to add to this video, I'd love to know. And listen, hey, if you have been through PTSD, if you've been through narcissistic abuse and you've got some good coping tactics that you'd like to share with our fellow survivors, please do that in my comments below. You never know who you're going to help when you do something like that. Sometimes a single comment can change a person's life, and y'all, we got to help each other out here. So I'd love to hear anything you have to say about PTSD or CPTSD as it relates to narcissistic abuse. All right. Now, don't forget, before I go, I just want to remind you one more time, head over to queenbeing.com/invite and get your invitation to the online launch party for the university. I'll be giving away freebies. There will be some big prizes to give out, and there will be all kinds of other stuff. And the party goes on for 4 days, so you won't have to rush to be there at a certain time. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Have a wonderful day. As always, thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day and a part of your life. And hey, thanks for being a part of mine. It really does mean a lot to me.
It's my mission to teach others what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul. Nurture the real you and introduce him or her to the world. Be comfortable in your own skin and in your place in this world. Take your spot, take it now, and the universe will take its cue from you. You feel me? If so, subscribe to my channel. Let's get it done together.